Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bassler for a passed ball. McCurdy moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Falk reaches second base with a double. McCurdy scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Clancy moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive towards short. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Heilman scores. Blue scores. Tavener moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kahm moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Blankenship covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner hits a line drive towards third. Kahm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Warner reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Warner moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tavener hits a ball on the ground for an out. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship can't make a play. That's a base hit. Manish scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Bert Cole now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-3 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. Blue moves to third. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-3 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Blue scores. Tavener moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kid Wilson pinch hits for Bert Cole. Kid Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.